Starting now, Simon Kuf Tezvav, the Inyanim of Achal Yisrael and Gvinas Akum, and the dairy topics. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning, Chalav Shechalvu Oved Kochavim, milk that's been extracted by a non-Jew, Vein Yisrael Ro'ehu, but a Yid's not observing it take place, Aser to drink such milk, Shema Irbo Chalav Tame. It's possible he put some Tame milk inside, some pig milk inside. And for that reason, you need to have Chalav Yisrael. Haya chole bibeso. Let's say he's being chalav in his house, but the Yisrael yoshe mi bechutz, there's a yid sitting outside. Im yadua shein lo davar tamei beidro. If he knows for sure that he doesn't have any pig or any other non-kosher animals in his flock, so mutter, then it's permitted. There's no concern. Afilu ein ha Yisrael yachal erosa b'shashu chalav. Even if the yid's sitting outside, and he can't see, there's no window inside to see what the non-Jew's doing. Even though that's the case, it's still fine because he has no pigs in his edro, in his eder, so there's no chashash here. Haya lo davar tamei be'eder. But let's say he does have pig in the pen, v'yisrael yoshi mibuchutz, and he is sitting outside while he's milking, supposedly a cow inside, but there's still a pig running around somewhere. V'ha'oved kochavim cholev l'tzarech Yisrael. The non-Jew's milking for the yid to take home. Afilu eino yachal eroso kishu yoshev. If he can't see him, even if he can't see him while he's sitting down outside, but im yachal eroso kishu omer, if he pops his head up and looks down, he can see him. That would be mutter as well. Sheyare, because the non-Jew is scared. Shema yamod, that maybe the yid's going to stand up, the yirehu, and see what he's doing. Fu sheyodea shechav tamei asal yisal. It's only true if the non-Jew is aware that it's usher for them to drink pig milk. If he wasn't aware, so he's not scared of anything. He's nothing to be scared of. He might just put the pig milk in not knowing any different. So these are the few factors that have to be in place in order to have a milk that's been milked by a non-Jew.
Is it any non-Jew or is it a
Oved Kochav? Any non-Jew. There's no difference for that. It doesn't impact this at all. Just like we had by Pas Yisrael and Bisha Yisrael, it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah or not, non-Jews. Now the other, those two cases, the concern with Pas Yisrael and Bisha Akum, all those were about Shema Chasnas, an Isser of Chasnas. This is an Isser of Shema Yarebo. Maybe they're going to mix the Davar Tameh inside. Okay. So now let's look at the Ramah. The Rama writes, "Ulichatchila tzarich lios haYisrael b'tchilas haChaliva v'yira b'kli shel yeh b'kli shecholvim bo davar tamer." So that's all b'dieved what we spoke of, which is where the yid sitting outside, and either there's no pig in the entire farm, or even if there's a pig, if the yid's able to see inside, if he stands up, that's all kosher. But lichatchila, says the Rama, ideal is that the yid should be watching the beginning of the chaliva, and he should also inspect that the bucket being used, that there's no leftover milk from a pig, let's say. V'nagu says there ma'la hachmir, shelo yachlo b'kli she'darcho she'ovid kochavim lachla bo. You shouldn't use the same bucket that a non-Jew uses, because shema nish'aru bo tzichtzuche chalav she'ovid kochavim. There's a concern that he may have left some remainders of the pig milk inside, so you should always bring your own bucket when collecting milk from a non-Jew. Miu, b'dieved ein lachush l'chozeh, but b'dieved, there really is no concern with all of this. Okay. So look at the shach, very important shach here. Shach says, sif katan hey. When the Ramah says lichatchila says the shach, ka'i afilu aresha, this goes back even in the resha of the mechaber, ein davar tami be'edro. I mean, you thought lichachila would be a situation if there's a pig in the guy's farm, so then lichachila should really watch what's going on. But the shach says no. Even if there is no inyan, there is no pig at all in the guy's farm, lichachila there should be Yisrael watching every step of the milking going on.
What is he saying before in Dalad, the shach? He says that
Yotze
V'Nichnas is good.
Yeah, we're going to get to Yotze V'Nichnas in just a moment. He says that, but let's look at the Taz as the same thing. They both agree to that point. We can look at the Shach if you'd like. So look at the Shach here. Sifkat and Dalet. Shiyare Shema Yamod. Ulufi Zeh, says the Shach, Nira, De'afilo Yotze V'Nichnas Mutter. Going in and out would be permitted as well. If you just pop in once in a while, a and the non-Jew is aware that you may come in any time. Just like if a person has a housekeeper at home, so it's not so pasha, we'll get to the dinim of leaving meat at home and them using the pots and pans. So if there is no fear factor there, it could cause a lot of kashish problems in the home. But if there's an inyan of yotzei v'nichnas, so you could come in at any given time. It doesn't mean 12 o'clock lunchtime. We're forgetting yichud problems right now. But not like every day 12 o'clock. You have to come in random times throughout the day in order to have yotzei v'nichnas. I know Rabbi Noble is very, very makbid on this. He'll go random times during the day, ask someone to drive him just to pop in, just so his housekeeper knows that he could show up anytime and there is no problem. So if it's yotzei v'nichnas, that the non-Jew could just, rather the Jew, could just pop in any time, that would certainly be a permissible way of allowing the non-Jew to milk the cow for you. Because, says the Shach, kevin de taimahu, yishim de mirtas, it's all because of that fear factor, v'hach harmidun l'kaman, simen kuf yitches, v'rei simen kuf chavtes, damaniach obi kochavim etel dvarim shim uchlafu yeshvem isa Torah, mut de b'yotzei v'nichnas. If you have a non-Jew who is, let's say, near your refrigerator, where you could very easily switch the meat with non-kosher meat, there's a big problem how to deal with that. So then how do you ever leave a housekeeper home with all that meat? So the only real heter seemingly would be yotzei v'nichnas. Fine. There's a longer shach later on we're not going to do in Sifkatan Ches. He says there's really another reason for yotzei v'nichnas. It's not only because to create a fear factor, it's also because he might forget the line exactly, but it's a longer piece here to the next shach. Okay. Let's look now at, let's further go on the Ramah. The Ramah writes, we're now the last couple words on the first page here. The Ramah says, Ushvachos shecholvos habehemos bebeis Yisrael. If you have, imagine you have a big cow farm, and you send out one of the non-Jewish workers to go milk the cow for you. It's your house. It's a Jewish house. O bedir shalahem, or in your pen in the backyard, whatever the type of scenario you have here. Kol makom she'ein beis oved kochavim mafsik. So long as there is no non-Jewish home in between your house and your backyard, as long as they're connected, ve'ein lachush l'davar tameh, and there's no concern of there being a pig along the way, mutter, you're allowed to send the shivcha to your own backyard, and you could trust that it's Chalav Yisrael. Afil l'chadchila l'aniyecho son l'achlov, even l'chadchila you could allow her to do this, afa pish ein sham Yisrael klal, even though there's not a yid watching it, that's permitted. Tim'achar shub be'beis Yisrael, since it's in your home, o b'shchunaso, in your neighborhood, ein lachosh l'davar tamit. So you see from here, a lot of people learn, it's part of the lumdus of Chal Yisrael, the need for Chal Yisrael, is it dafka that the Yid has to watch it and he gives like a shame Chal Yisrael? Or no, it's just we don't want there to be Chal of Akum, he can't have non-Jewish milk, it can't be Davar Tameh. It's clear from this Ramah, it's not about having a shame Yisrael like a Lishma, because the fact that he allows your shifcha to go to the backyard, l'chadchila, to milk it for you, and you don't have to watch it, it's clearly all about a concern of davar tameh, not a l'shma of a chalav Yisrael. Aval. Well, but, yeah.
Just in the beginning of that Ramah,
mm-hmm.
Is it the yid's backyard, or can they milk it in their own backyard?
I imagine the shifcha doesn't have a backyard. She's living in your house. So I think we're talking about the base. He says, in Bebeis Yisrael, he says, Habhemos Bebeis Yisrael.
Oh, Bedir Shalahem, their pen, Kol Makom.
Bedir Shalahem going on.
They could be living like in a, get, you know, a different quarters or a different, these are the shivchas, they're not necessarily living in their house. Their houses aren't like, we have now houses and there's guest rooms and stuff like that. It could have been a, you know, one room here, and they're in a one room house, you know,
yeah.
100 feet away.
Could be, I wouldn't have said that because I imagine I always envision at least a shivcha is living in the, you know, on the properties of the Jews. That's a shivcha usually is in this by the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch.
The
lashon of shelahem does sound like what you're saying. It seemed like it's qualifying the shivcha as a deer. That I hear. I'm not
so
sure.
Maybe it's so long as it's on the Jew's property, even if she has her own quarters.
Right.
Be okay, outside the purview of the Jew.
Yeah, but I don't. It could be. I mean, she's living in the backyard somewhere, right? In your like guest house or slave house.
You know, animals.
Right. Could be. Yeah, I don't know. You have to look at the source, I guess, of this Ramah. Then I hear maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. Then aval in base oved kochavim mafzik. If there is a non-Jewish home that interrupts between your house and the backyard, let's say. You have to have the Jew there, even though they're seemingly going to your farm in your backyard. If there is a non-Jew's house in between, we view it as if the milk was milked from his house. You have to be there to observe it.
Sfardim don't have this whole lechachila.
I don't know how the Sfardim passing. I'm not sure how makbir they are on Chav Yisrael. So from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you don't have to have the lechachila as long as the yid is, you know, there's no davar tame in the edro. It seems like it would be okay for the Sfardim, but I don't know. I'm not sure what qualifies for them. Ve'afilu Yisrael, says the Ramah, katan oktana mo'ilin deha'ovid kachavim mirtas lifnehem. You could even have to send a minor to go observe the non-Jew milking the cow. That would be sufficient. That would create enough of a fear factor. Now, it's not any katan oktana. The poskim of both the Shach and Taz right is referring to a ben bnei tesha shana. It has to be at least 9 years old, boy or girl.
What, video camera?
So that's something to discuss. When I was in the OU with Rav Schechter, we were discussing that, the use of a video camera for Chalav Yisrael. Rav Schechter, I think in the end he was a Mekel. There's a particular case where there was a some factory, I forget which one in Israel, which the OU gives Hashkacha for, which they had sold to a non-Jew. It used to be owned by a Jew. Everything was fine. They sold it for to a non-Jew. And now it was opened on Shabbos. I'm trying to remember the whole case. It's open on Shabbos, which is fine because it's a non-Jew. But then the question is, you couldn't check the video cameras on Shabbos. So if the non-Jews are aware that you can't check me on Shabbos anymore, maybe you've lost that fear factor. So I think we were discussing whether or not the fact that it is being recorded, though, and can in theory be checked, that would have been enough. So that was the back and forth we were going through. But it was a Dabar Pasha for Rav Schechter. You can rely on the camera. The question was, on Shabbos, would it be effective? So it sounds like Rav Schechter says that you can rely on it. I imagine others would not. I mean, also Rav Schechter goes with the OU in general. They're more makel with the Chalav Yisrael. So I imagine you go to Star K, they probably would not rely on it, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. Okay. Then the Ramah says further, Afilu Yisrael Katan. We did that. Oktan Molim Dovei Kofayin. We did that already. Ve'im Chalvo Oved Kochavim Miktas Bemos. Now this next part, by the way, is a decent sized shach which says he doesn't understand what he's talking about. I'm going to just read through it and not try to explain it. He goes back and forth and he leaves it as a tzarech in what the Ramah means by this. Shach. He wants to change the girsa maybe a little bit. Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Maybe the girsa is a talisir, but he doesn't really know. So I'll just read it, but I'm not going to really explain it. Ve'im Chalvu Oved Kochavim Miktas Bemos. If the Oved Kochavim on his own starts milking some of the cows, v'lohaya sham Yisrael, but there wasn't a yid at the time in the beginning, v'charkach ba Yisrael el hacherim achshav. Now ba'acherim, then the yid comes for the second half of the milking. Achshav bizman hazeh shein chalav davar tamei matzui klal mutter. Nowadays, no one sells, no one milks pigs to drink. No one does that. All the milk that's sold throughout the world, apparently, it's going to be cow milk. So there's no real chashash bizman hazeh. So as long as he came for the last milkings, that would be sufficient. And the shach says, I don't understand. Either you trust it or you don't trust him. What do you mean? Well, why is miktas this way, miktas that way? So he leaves it as a tzarech in. But we do see at least here with the Ramah, very important line halach lemaisa. Bezman hazeh, in reality, everyone agrees there's no real chashash of there being pig milk. But it's been accepted. We're going to look at Pischa Chuv in a second, and we'll discuss our Moshe probably, I think tomorrow, maybe I'll hand out the all the Igros Moshes on this topic. But we see that there really is no concern anymore of there being a davar tamei. Mihu, says the Ramah, im lo basham ha-Yisrael ad la'achar shenichlevu kulam. If the yid only comes after all the cows have been milked, then have kechalav shechalvu over kechavim. If he hadn't witnessed any one of them, that's considered a chalav akum de aser. Afa pish ein davar tamei be'edro, even though there is no pig in the on the farm.
Why isn't that considered what's called chalav stam? There's no pig on the farm.
At this point, there's no distinction. There's either chalav Yisrael or there's chalav akum. Chalav stam is a whole new creation. But Chalav Yisrael, Chalav Stam, Chalav Akum. Once it's not Chalav Yisrael, Mimela becomes Chalav Akum. So now, Chalav Shel Oved Kochavim Oseris Kalim, Shinishbash Lubahen, Gishar Iser. So this is very interesting. This takes it to a whole other level now. Even though there's no real chashash of there being davar tame, if it hadn't been watched by a yid, it actually has a din of a machal sasuros. It's been created as an iser. Chacham say this is a davar tame and a davar iser simply because it hadn't been milked. But it's all, the ingredients are all kosher. Everyone agrees it's kosher stuff. But the Chacham created an iser, and so much so that a chav akum will trafe up someone else's pot. V'afapi, shenu rak safek, even though it's only a safek, shema irbo davar tame, only a safek. And I would add, the Ramah said earlier, it's enomatoi, it's really a suffix that's mino emiyach enomatoi. It's not even such a low percentage of that actually happening. So v'chein v'gvinasayhem, so to the gvina, the trees, all this has a din of a chef sushal iser, and will chafe up the pots if it's cooked in them. Avalo chemashalhem, but they're butter not. We'll have to disclaim why butter, because only kosher milk could create butter. That we'll get to. Afilu b'malkum shenogu be'iser, Eino Saras HaKalim, even those who prohibit eating the butter of non-Jews, that's simply a chumrah, but they won't aser Kalim with that, Shenish Bashlu Ba. Velo Tairova Shala, not the mixture either. Sheimnis Arva, Beheter HaKol Shari. If the milk gets mixed with Tairovas, where there's a rove of a Dover Heter, so that would also be Mevatel, the Iser, Kedael, Shel Gabi Pashel, Ovid Kochavim. Ayin L'Eil, Simon Kuf Yud Beis. And now, let's finish Ramah, then we'll do a couple of Nosei Kalim. The last line of this page, Chalav Shel Ovid Kochavim Shenesra, the milk of a non-Jew that has become Aser, Eino Moel Im Yasu Achakach Gvinos Ochamim Imenu. You can't say, well, wait a second, if it turned into cheese, if it turned into butter, isn't that a good proof that's clearly kosher milk? That's not going to work. Ela nisheres bi'isur v'chomash nasa mimena aser. Once it's been milked, it's been extracted by a non-Jew, it becomes and remains a davar iser, and there's no way of ever undoing that. Look now for a second at the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Dalin. Shach says, Oseres Kalim. He said that the Chalav Yisrael, rather Chalav Akum, chafes up the pot. V'lo dami l'beshulei ovdi chachavim la'el sov simen kufir gimel d'yesh omrim d'ein oseretz kelim. We saw by Bishul Akum, if a non-Jew cooks in your kelim for themselves, we had 2 days whether that's chafe, whether it chafes up the pot. So how come by Bishul Akum it's 2 days, but by Chalav Akum it's everyone agrees that it's aser? What's the difference? Why is the Chalav Akum more machmir than Bishul Akum? He says the shiny hasam over there is different. The ikur yisurin midivreha machmas gezeros chasnas. The whole impetus for Bishul Akum was that you shouldn't intermarry with them. So that's which again I'm not. This requires a little bit further in to figure out the difference here. Aval hacha gazu bo mishum chashash iser deraisa sheyesh b'chalav atzmo, because there might be an iser itself within the milk. I mean, the milk itself might be a direct davar iser that you're eating. As opposed to Bishul Akum, that's one step removed. Yes, intermarrying is an iser deraisa, but it's a gzeira Hashem, you're going to do another maisa. But here, there's a possible, there's an iser right here in front of you, so we're more machmer when it comes to Chalav Akum with respect to the Kalim, as opposed to Bishul Akum, which we have 2 days about the status of the Kalim. Okay, let's now learn through the Pischei Tshuva, and we'll stop after the Pischei Tshuva, and we'll wait for tomorrow to discuss nowadays the Hetamer of Ramosha, whether it's something we should rely on, how it works exactly. So if you go to the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel, it's page Kuf Yates. The one word, Da'aser, then we'll go to the next page to learn through it. Ein b'sheles v'tshuva z'chud ha'mashulash, chelak dal m'sefer ha'tashbeich, mut mitu ha'rishon, simen lamed beiz, v'ayin b'tshuva z'chsam sofer, simen kuf zayin, sheherich l'havi rayos. He has a very long discussion there to bring proofs. The chalav nesar b'minyon. What does it mean, chalav nesar b'minyon? It means that the Bezdin had instituted with a group of rabbanim that were going to create an iser of chalav that was milked by an akum. It's davar minyon, kiyai nesach, which they created an iser of yayin stam yenam. Right, yai nesach is an iser midiraisa. What he means here is stam yenam, that wine that wasn't used for avodah zara, but simply touched by non-Jew. That stam yenam, that too was created b'minyan, which means with a agreement amongst the chachamim. So chav Yisrael, chav Akum rather, had been established with the minyan of chachamim. Umishim hachi gam b'makomos de'ein sham chashash chalav tamei. Even if you go to an area where there is no concern of there being any treif milk, let's say our example, let's say America, where the FDA promises you that there's not going to be any treif milk, there's no pig milk, or you live in an area where they don't even have pigs. The only animals they have on that island is cows. You can't even come up with the treif milk. Even in that case, says the Chassam Sofer, kol she'ein Yisrael ro'eyu aser. Meaning when they created a b'minyan, they created a chefta shel iser, whenever milk has been milked without the witnessing of a Jew. U'delo kerad baz u'pichadash, this is against those two big achronim. V'yafim lo yeh halacha kerad baz, and even if you want to pass like the Radbaz, who is mekel, if there's no pigs around, kavar kiblu avoseinu aleyam, our fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers already accepted upon ourselves, or themselves, yes, there's machlokis Radbaz and the Chassam Sofer, whether or not we should be machmir, even when there's a case of no pig around, but we already accepted the practice that we're machmir. The machmir v'osir al b'nei Ashkenaz, medina, the Ashkenazim, at least us, not the Sfarim, I'm not sure about the Sfarim, but the Ashkenazim or machmir, medina, becomes a real din, halacha l'maisa, v'ein lo hatara, you can never undo it. The kara be'enai l'neder deraisa becomes neder deraisa that we've accepted upon ourselves as a tzibur. And behainu im halacha k'radbaz l'haka. That's only if we pass in like Radbaz, that it was really l'kula, but even though it was l'kula, we're machmir to create a minog of it being aser. Achim ikir din l'eser, enenu neder elaha over hu avarion b'isa derbanim. But if you assume, like Chassam Sofer, there wasn't a minag that we accepted. It was a real iser midrabanan. That's a much more serious offense. Nimsa chumro kula. Fine. V'ayin sham od odos irachasa. Other happenings with regards to a certain city. Shenoagin shama shenosar nafilu mechalav shechalvu v'ayin yisrael ro'eyu. That they were machmir, they're very careful. Even if milk had been milked, but no yid saw it, mikomakum pashit lehem leheter gamor lechel pas shenilos nilos imchalava hanal velokim menachtam lehedya. A different scenario here. While the milk itself would be usher, even though you know that it's for sure going to be from a cow, you can have it if it's been part of the ingredients of a certain cake. That would be permitted. But he says katzav the tzarchi in gadol. This doesn't make any sense. Mi'ayin nispashit haeter. Where do you get such a heter? If the milk is aser, so batarovet is also aser. Halo taruv also aser, afilu hakelim? It trafes up the kelim, and certainly it's going to trafe up any mixture. So you can't buy a piece of bread that's made from this dairy chalvakum. The efshir, kishem shekosav hakesem mishna bedas ramam, just like the kesem mishna writes on the opinion of the ramam, shelo gozru ela achalav be'en velo alachema shekvar nishana. So just like the ramam only said, he says, the gzeira only existed one milk. That was the initial takana. We've discussed this in the past. Many times when they make takanos, with the takana is only how they created the takana. We can never expand the takana, even though it might be logical to expand it. So once they made the takana only in the milk, it did not extend itself to butter, nor did it extend itself. He says here as well, Kein yesh lomar, kishani loshim kemach v'nasa mitzirufan esa, if you mixed it with flour and made it into a dough, v'nafas, panim chadashos, you baked it now, panim chadashos kan, balukan, it becomes now a new item, v'havale kinishtana, it changed forms, and no longer is considered the milk that they asered. V'yesh lazeh panim b'masechas krisis, there's some rise for this, you look at the Gemara krisis, daf, hey. So you see now, the Pischei Tshuva is taking this very, very seriously, that if a pas akum, rather, a chalv akum that was milked by a non-Jew, even if there is no chashash, the iser is really, it's really a davar iser. So the question, of course, is going to become, Bizman Azeh, the famous Tshuva Ramosha, there are around like 5-6 Tshuvas, he discusses this in different ways, and we'll maybe tomorrow I'll make some copies, but in essence he says that nowadays, since the FDA regulates everything, it's much more serious than simply, this whole discussion here is about a chashash. And they said we never really could trust anyone, so they created an Isser B'davar Minim. But once the government intervenes and they make regulations, that's a much more serious level than what the Pischei Tshuva was talking about. And he thinks that even the Chassam Sofer would agree that nowadays the regulations of the government would be effective, so therefore you don't need to have Chalav Yisrael, you just can't have Chalav Akum. The FDA is enough of a security to ensure that's all cow milk. But even though that's the case, Moshe repeats over and over and over again, a person who's a Yir Shemayim, Shemachmir themselves, and he goes back and forth. So we'll discuss this tomorrow, more about Chalav Yisrael in America. Okay, we'll stop here. Anyway, round tomorrow.